Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks so much for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty, and right after he was picked in the second round by the Houston Texans, running back Ben Tate out of Auburn spoke with the guys from Sports Radio 610, and needless to say, he is pumped to be a Houston Texan.
Welcome in, Ben. How are you? Ben, are you there? Your phone's cutting up on us a little bit.
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I said I'm great.
That's all right. breathing a sigh of relief, huh?
Yes. Glad to be a Houston Texan.
Take us through the day a little bit now. I mean, you obviously knew that the Texans were a team that were looking for a running back. And did you start to feel after Gerhardt went, did you start to feel that it was coming close?
Yes. I definitely felt like that. And, you know, I was just kind of sitting there waiting. Just waiting for the call, and when it came, you know, I was so excited.
Ben, you just said something I thought was very telling and very interesting for the Houston Texans fans, talking about at the goal line getting that extra yard. I heard you with the press conference outside. What is it about you and getting that extra yard?
I refuse to go down. I don't make people pay for trying to tackle me. You know, my coach used to tell me, if you can't make them miss, make them pay. That's what I'm going to do.
That's the attitude we need over here. Ben, you've had three offensive coordinators. You've been in two different systems in your short college career. Do you think once you get with one system, it's really going to help you when you get comfortable with the offensive coordinator?
I think it'll help out a great deal, you know, because once you start to understand, you know, what's going on totally with the offensive line, wide receivers, and everything going around you, it helps you be able to play faster when you understand what's going on. And, you know, my career at Auburn, I went through four offensive coordinators. And, you know, so you're constantly learning and you constantly always want to do the right thing. And so, but, yeah, sometimes it's slowing you down.
Now, I know you had a hunch that the Texans would draft you, but you thought maybe San Diego or New England. What about the fact, the last time you talked to the Texans, did you get a feeling that at that point, or just from the situation down here?
Well, when I talked to them, I know the meeting that went well at the combine. But other than that, you know, I didn't really know because I hadn't really talked to them much besides then. And I know my agent had talked to them a few times, but you know, deep down, you know, I really wanted you to go to the Texans or to, you know, to San Diego, and I was glad when they called my number. So.
Tate, you obviously met with a bunch of teams, I'm sure, leading up to today. People, some reports we read, up to 10 or so teams. Were the Texans one of those teams that met with you?
No.
Wow. So were they on your radar? I mean, how much were they on your radar here through the day today?
They were, just because I knew the fact that they needed a running back. You know, they needed a guy with my style. So that was the reason, you know, they were on the radar. I figured it would be between guys like me, Gerhardt, or Monterio. So.
And from what we understand, you have a camera crew following you around today. Is that correct?
The camera crew is right here standing at me as I talk.
Very good. And what's that for? What's that all about?
For Hey Rookie, welcome to the NFL.
Awesome. Very good. Who gave you the phone call to let you know that the Texans were taking you?
I honestly don't even remember. don't remember.
If it was someone important, we won't tell them. That'll be our little secret. What's your sense of what role you're going to play? I mean, did they talk to you about that at all? Or what's your sense of what you can do to contribute to this team this year?
Whatever they need me to do to help this team win, that was get to the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl. That's what I'm here for.
Auburn University is one of the running back U's out there, if not the running back U. Did you have contact with any former backs, all the backs that have come through there, about the process and about what you have to uphold, the reputation you have to uphold?
A little, and you know, I plan on keeping this tradition going, you know, at the next level. Like you said, it's running back U, and I keep on. I have the willing and want to, you know, to keep the tradition going, you know, here at the next level.
You know, there's some great restaurants here in Houston. Do you have a problem keeping your weight down?
No, I don't have a problem with my weight at all.
We kind of talked about this a little bit, but what's the number one attribute you're going to bring to this team?
My competitive edge.
A little fire. That's something this team has lacked a little bit. That's something we've been talking about here through the course of the broadcast today. Hey, Ben, it was a pleasure talking to you. Congratulations on being drafted by the Texans. You're going to love this city. You're going to love the team. You're going to love the fans, and we're happy to have you.
Thanks.
All right,
Ben. Glad to be a part of the team.
Thank you, Ben. Great job.